We're up to page Mem Dalit, Sim Resh Samach Dalit, Ois Yutes.
Yes.
Sim Resh Samach Dalit.
Two babies got very sick from hepatitis from Mitzitza.
Recently?
Yeah, just recently. I think one of the newspapers that wrote a big article about it. Because they, you know, they're attacking the Nazir.
Okay, ois yutes, the achar priya yase ha mitzitza, after priya we do mitzitza, vizel natikin hatinik shem moitzetz ha mila bepiv. He writes here, we moitzetz, we suck out the mekoyim of mila bepiv with one's mouth. Kidei sheyetzi hadam in mekoyim os harachaykin. So here are the words of the Rambam. See these words of the Rambam? I told you this before, that the blood has to come in mekoyim os harachaykin, kidei shlo yavo lidei sakana, period. So Samuel told me, that almost all of the Moyalim who do Mitzitza Lepeh do not follow what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. They just do a kiss. I saw my own, a very big Moyal, he went, he bent down, and Imam actually just gave like a little kiss.
Yeah, but you see a good Moyal, not only right away he spits it to the side because he gets a mouthful of blood.
Okay, so that's what he's supposed to, what it says here is to be Sheyetze Hadam Mimikoimois Horichoikin. Anyone that is not doing mitzitza bepeh to remove the blood from the mekoyim os harachaykin is not doing mitzitza, so why bother? So obviously, and if you can do with a tube, if you use all the different types of new techniques that are used to do mitzitza bepeh, it's not. That's part of the argument, is that there's no way to really mekoyim os harachaykin like doing it bepeh. That's the ultimate. I have to talk to the mother, but obviously it comes with the danger. So if it comes with the danger, yesh v'yesh. Everyone has their opinion. I'm not here to get into controversy.
So those that don't do mitzitza bepeh, what do they do?
They have all different techniques. There are a lot of techniques. There are a lot of techniques. Many different techniques and whatever it is. But the classic was list, and these are the words. Hi umana. A umana refers over here to a moyal. Okay, we're calling over here a moyal umana. Dloy mayitz. That does not do mitzitza. Ma'avidin lay. We remove him from his profession. Why the sakana hu latina? Because the sakana of the child. Period. Umoyitzitz in yafe at sheyaspik hadam until the blood stops. We do mitzitza until there is no blood left. V'da. Sheyesh bezmamnenu sheoimim sheyoyse tov la'asoyis ha-metzitza loy bepeh ela be'ezes sefug a sponge she'mesafeg es adam v'loy neve lohem v'loy nishma lohem. So he says over here v'loy neve lohem v'loy nishma lohem. We should not listen. The Aruch HaShulchan is very, very, very tough. Not following, do not follow this opinion. But by the way, you have to be careful. What Aruch HaShulchan said, that was before it was known, all the various.
He says it further. Look further.
Rabbi says, "Chacham Yeshasvay Bikim Umechu Kamim Yoyser Mehem Ach Zel Bevadei Shamoytzitz Yeloi
Ach
Yeh Poy Noki Beloy Shemachla Vishnayim Bikim VeKol Shchei Masha Shomano LeRuven LeBeinenu LeDavon LeVavenu and our heartache. You don't do the nails because a certain type of machine. They use some a clamp.
When you say they do the chituch, one shot, Priya together. It's using the
clamp. Using the clamp, but they do it with a knife. Then they do two separate things with fingernail.
What?
When they do, if they don't use the clamp, let's say they do a bris mila without a clamp.
You don't look.
I never look.
Usually, you see afterwards, he like grabs the
base of this,
and he pulls it.
Yeah.
What he's doing is using his nail to pull it apart.
Okay, I don't know, whatever.
He does it. And it's hard sometimes because there's blood, and the blood, he can't get a grip on it.
Okay, I don't know, whatever it is. So obviously he over here is very, very tough with not deviating from the minhag Yisrael, and as we said before, not muchach. What will he pask in bizman hazeh? If Aruch HaShulchan was living today in 2017, what would he say?
He says mefarish. I read it.
No.
Ach zehu bevadai.
Yeah.
Bevadai.
Yeah.
Shamotzet yilo penaki.
Okay, so you're saying that it's certain that today.
But if you don't know bevadai,
okay,
he's talking vadai. He's not talking
about. Okay, right. Okay, fine.
He's saying that the mile has to be 100% healthy.
So since today it's not a vadai.
His teeth have to be held.
Hygienic.
So you want to be medayak in these words that is another partial of the Aruch HaShulchan.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because today they do, if they find the bacteria that gives you plaque,
yeah,
affects your heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
They make, if you have any sort of thing, they tell you take your heart medicine before they do your cleaning your teeth. Wow. So if it can kill you, it can kill somebody else also, the bacteria. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ois chaf. Yehadur hamoitzet shebisvasav tiskaleho atara. Again, that the one that does mitzitza with his lips, when he does the mitzitza, he should reveal the atara in the proper way. Behind the lapam kishatinuk baal basa, when the tinuk means a lot of basa, v'nira ki ilu ha'oris shesav ha'atara neifelis lamata. Sometimes it looks that the or that surrounds the atara is neifelis lamata. V'lchein be'es ha'mitzitza doichik bisvasav ha'or hazeh mata lebilti toshuv lipol. It should not fall. The noist malamila acher mitzitza aspalonis. Okay, before you go further, it's a new idea. But basically, saying over here is that I don't know what this means, but sometimes the basa, the anatomy, the nature of the meal is such that you have to be very careful. The mitzitza should be done in a way to make sure that the Torah is properly revealed. Period. Next, the noist malamila acher mitzitza aspalonis. You put a bandage. Chomoin, oiritia. I don't know what these things are. Different types of bandages. I avak samim or different types of medications. So it's ha'oitzrim adam, which prevent the blood from flowing. And when the seinu noistim avak meitz rekev shekarin
pulver,
sodium,
sulfur.
The yesh noistim matlis imayim karim cold water. The rakish noistim matlis when you put this bandage yizaru in yesh la safa sheyisabchenu lechutz, that if it has some type of soft, some of rim, some type of edge which is sharp, that it should be away from the child. Lo lefnim shelo yistabek behamila v'yavol yisakana, that you should just seichel, normal thing. Make sure that you don't cause the child, you make him worse by putting on the bandage. Next, chafaf yesh tzitzim hamaakiv es hamila. Okay, in doing the mila, there are certain pieces of flesh which are ma'akiv the mila. V'yesh she'ena ma'akiv es hamila. V'tzitzin hainu nimin. What that tzitzin means? Little strands of flesh. If the R is covering the chut, the upper part of the chut that surrounds shebein abasa v'hagid, shezehu ikar ha'atara, v'sham tzar chizkalus ha'atara, that's where the atara has to be revealed. Im adayin chut or ha'arla makifasa b'roif ha'saiviv, if the chut of R is still surrounding the majority of the R, period. So whatever this means, if the majority of this area is still covered by skin, even though you took off a significant amount of oil, you have to go back and do it as well. Afilu b'Shabbos, even though you have already done the milo, you've already taken off the foreskin, but there's still these tzitzis on ma'akvin, you go back on Shabbos, even though it's chil Shabbos. Dehem ma'akvin es hamila. Aval im ein kan loy roiv goiva, v'loy roiv hekef, u'mikri tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin es hamila, u'lechem b'Shabbos, ver b'chidish, enoi choyzer aleihen. That on Shabbos, if you don't do it the right way, and you have tzitzin that are not ma'akvin, you don't go back to do it.
Even on the chol,
you do go back. Aval b'chol, it says yachzor gam al hatzitzin she'enon ma'akvim k'dilasos ha'mitzvah ha'gedoyla hazos mihuderes, in order to do the mitzvah perfectly.
That's why you have to be afraid to go to the bathroom with a mile. Because
look at you.
Say the tzitzim that are not
ma'akev.
Right. And every time you can fix it, you can fix it.
The harei b'chol ha'mitzvah tzach l'kayim ve'anveyu kol shekein b'mila. The Aruch HaShulchan says zeh keli v'anveyu applies to bris mila as well. It applies that the guf should be, the mila should be perfect. So therefore, in other words, if a bris is done, so that means that on Shabbos, they don't do it the right way on Shabbos, the moil has to come back after Shabbos to do repair. Right, to finish off the job after Shabbos is over. Hey, Chav Beis. Kosaf HaRambam B'Perek Beis Din Hey Katan Shebesorei Rach U'Midul'dol B'Yoyser Oy Shohoye Bal Boser At Sheyira Kilo Einu Mol Roin Oy So B'Eish Sheyiskash Im Nire Shu Mol Ein Tzach Klum V'Tzach L'Sakin It's a Boser Shemakan Mikan B'Mnei Maris Ayin V'Eish Sheyiskash Lo Nire Mol Choyzim V'Koytzim It's a Boser HaMidul'dolim Mimikan Mikan At Shnire HaAtara Gluye B'Eish Kishri Period. So here he writes over a very chiddush that a child that did have a bris milah, but now the child has a bal basar. There's a lot of flesh, and it looks to an observer that the child does not have a bris milah, even though he really did have a bris milah, because of maris ayin, he has to undergo this surgical procedure to make sure that to an observer it's clear as day that he has a bris milah. Of course, it's only mechum v'rabbanon minatayra. Since he already had a bris milah, there's nothing more that needs to be done. Why does he only say the avluk maris ayin in the time of kishui? The ain't so klum with so the sakins the bosses become mekan ha achi perusha ain't so klum lachtech elam saknim aide shayim shecha or yimam shech the or viad the yid chena the yid kiyad kechna lachorecha viak shrena sham ashatamoid vilitach solamata. Kane cost of betoys bid trumas adeshin simulation of talam shosh rambam cost of gam katur ain sham vachin hum shechnoch ain sham. Okay, so he writes over here this Rebbe Chiddush is that it's only midrabanan, and it's only when it's kishui, only b'shas kishui, does he need to go undergo this surgical procedure. Chof gimel. Ach! Rabbeinu harama ha'isif zel l'shayin v'ein tzach sh'yira b'eis kishuyav roif ha'atara hoil v'nimel pam achas kohayin v'afilu ein anir rak miyot ha'atara sh'nimel etzagi b'ein tzach lomol sh'enis. The Rama is more lenient in these matters. I don't know the details.
You're talking about a fat kid.
Right, so the kid, I don't know if it's fat, it's a kid that in that area of the
fat kid,
there's a lot of basar, and that basar, I don't even want to think about this.
No, years back,
yeah,
years back, they used to practice on
Arabs,
black kids, in the hospital, they didn't know. So there was a little fat kid, and what happens is that he was so fat that the penis retracted into the body, it looked like he cut the whole thing off.
Oh,
and it was a training mile, and they teased him. They said, you cut it off. It's the body, it reacts to the body. The fat covers it all up, you don't see anything.
Okay, so whatever this is, the extreme of him showing out, I'm like, that's all my dog of the whole show, I cool the gab is kishuv died the bimir tatar. That time came the Zerak with a bonnet, Kamashkos Biramam. If it's in the middle, dili rabba and the shim and wheel ain't soch lamoloi, ulushmul tsaruch lamoloi ayin sham. Okay, so this is an issue which the doctors, the moilim, have to be aware of, and they know what the rules are. And just from reading this, at least I know absolutely nothing. Chavdal.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know, exactly. Exactly. Chavdal. Vine zevadai the hachdenir brak miyot hatara have near of ain't near avocat. Another paragraph. We have to run this very quickly. Vimkeim nolei lifsa kershem uliel harif arash lo yichvi kaman halak kaman halach veikar kasim feirish dalach shmuel the shmuel loy plaflug yarushem uliel hu dasi elul halach lemaisasi lashmina. Reis misha kasim the sfilah dimi dveinu nira the gemara zekershem sad echad nira mol legami mitzad echad loy nira klal al gashnir b'miyot ha'tara hakol moedim de'in sarach v'tamani nolei loy markein v'yoy dimkeim lama lo yivir rabbeinu harma hach dina the nira dveinu nira alam lehebach kaimulan al diri ha'itar. The imkiv dvarav, havaleila hashas loymar kain. Kmo shamar leel v'shabes hashvadam shmul hachi shmul halach lemaisa v'chem beitza ha'omnam gan nami lehepuch kasha v'chiv yichelas shmul liflo gavshem liel v'chein harbe v'teim olam hashmitu harama me'atur al gam yachdina v'hu mafurish begmara. Ulani yastaiti. Mired. Maybe we should skip all this because this is not new. Again, let's skip all this. Let's jump down to the next siman, okay? Let's skip all this.
You're not
going to
be
here. No, why not? It's all a matter of what you get used to and what you're trained to do. Right? You train someone, you can train someone to do anything. You get trained what to do. You just, these things that I'm not at all familiar with all these different parts, the Torah, the Gid, the Chut, Kosher.
You ever looked at the Bris?
Never looked at the Bris. When is it? I looked at the video. You sent the video. I looked at the video and it got me sick. Ramesh got me sick, so I said, you know what, this is not
for me. There was different types of kalim.
Yes, the whole thing made me sick, so I'm not even interested.
I was a son, there was one of my grandchildren. I just closed my eyes.
Yeah, your sonic
system. My father did the same.
You don't look as a sonic doesn't look.
It's not like an adult. It's like, you know, children, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different, am I saying correct? It's very, very small. Everything is very small, and it's not something which an adult is accustomed to. Is that correct? To some degree? A child, an infant, 8-day-old, the organ, the aver, is very different. It has not yet developed. So it's a whole different, when we're reading this, we're trying to think about adults, because that's what we're accustomed to. So we're trying to think what we're referring to on a child, but on a child, everything is in a totally different...
Well, you don't have no idea what it is without the Torah on it.
Right, right. What it means. So, okay, it's a whole different ballgame. Let's go to Reish Samachay, Seder Birchas Amilav Kol, V'Kshayesh, basically, only one page, so over here, we'll get in. Just the first few halachas.
The Aruch HaShulchan, is this halacha l'maisa?
Yes, he was absolutely. A major paisek. In fact, he was
more accepted than the
Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah Berurah, because he was a
practicing rabbi.
Mishnah Berurah.
Which was theoretical. Mishnah was theoretical. This is the halacha l'maisa. Yes, he's 100%. All of the paisek.
Did he also write the Targum Tumima?
The Torah Tumima?
That was the Epstein wrote the...
Yeah, and who's the author of the Aruch HaShulchan?
Also Epstein.
Yeah, it's just...
Same person? I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah? Huh?
One's the father, one's the son,
right? One's the father, one's the son? Torah
Tumima is
the son? Torah Tumima is the son?
I think
Tumima
is the son.
Okay, let's go to this halacha. The laws of the brachas. Hamol mevarich baruch atah asher kedushanu al hamila. Uladas harambam pergimul zeu kishachar kishachar mol. When you say al, we have once discussed this. When do you say al and when do you say lamed lamol? When you like Chanukah candles, what do you say asher kedushanu misayisanu lahalik ner shel Chanukah? So why don't we say so when you say al shel? So here it says why could this when someone else is doing the bris milah al. Aval kisha aviv mol, when the father himself does the bris milah baruch lamol, then you have a lamed ayin sham. That's what it says. The Ram Lechem who calls shaklu v'tayi b'suy b'msachim ayin sham de lamol mashma shemutul olav lamol. When you have an obligation to do the bris milah, then you say the word. Then it's lamol. V'zehu avi haben. That's when the father himself does the bris milah. Aval acher she'ena mutul olav, but someone else who does not have the obligation. He's only acting as an agent. He can't say the word lamul. El mevarich al klal hamitzvah shenitztava ba Yisrael. You make the brach on the mitzvah. Vezeh shoymer al hamila klomer al mitzvahs mila. Period. Vezehu shita sarambam b'seif hilchas brachos to call mitzvah shadam oisel le'atz mevarich belamid ubeuroy shezeh mutul olav. So whenever you are doing a mitzvah, it's upon you. You make the brach with lamid. Avo masha acher oisel b'shviloy. When someone does on your behalf, mevarich be'al ayin sham. The Av, Agav, the Baskin, and Shabbat, Baruch, Al, Bir, Chameitz. We have a Kasha steer to this. Always the exception of Bir, Chameitz. So there it should be Livar, Levayer, Chameitz. So why do we say Al? So the Kvar, Ber, Harambam, Sham, Hatam, he gives the answer. Mishum, the Zen, Nechshav, Ke, Ovar, Shemisho, Shagomar, Beliboy, Levat, Lo, Chameitz. Nechshav, Gzel, Nechshav, Ke, Ovar, Shemisha shegama believe levatul hachametz nas hamitzvah ayin sham viala ovar in the past ef shalvarech belamid the belamid mashma lehaba. The moment you decide to go and destroy the chametz, it's already as if the chametz doesn't exist. It's already bottle. So therefore, it's the past. The word lamul alamid has a connotation of the future. So when you have not yet done a bris milah, so then it's proper to say lamul. But when you're doing bir chametz, the moment that you in your mind decide you're going to search and find the chametz and destroy the chametz, it's as if the chametz doesn't exist already, because the chametz is going to be mevatel, you're going to destroy it. So as far as you're concerned, practically speaking, and even halacha, it's batel, it's mevatel, doesn't exist. Now you're just going through the motions to find it and to destroy it, so therefore it's in the past. Everything in the past tense, then even when the mitzvah is upon you, then you have to say al bior chametz. Gimel. I'm sorry, Gebeis, Avol Shita Sarashi, Vitaisvis, and this is what we paskin, Vrei Rabbeinu, Gam Avi Aben, Mavarech Al Hamila. The Inus Viule, the Lamaskonis Hashas, Shan, Gam al mashma lehaba. The word al is also mashma of the future. V'zelosh Rashi sham v'gabi mila nami loshon avi aben meinish the alma. It makes no difference the father of the baby and anyone else. The hol lehaba mashma v'alamila nami kilam edami. When you say al hamila, it's like saying lomul dami. At kan loshon koloima de lechayra nehi de mashma gam lehaba mikol makom haray lomul toivya. So lechayra you should say it's better. Lechayra is the mutal of lomul. L'zeh kasav Rashi the gam al hamila nami kilam kilamol kilamul dami. Period. Gam binin zeh in this manner as well as in this manner as well. The timer the mistavrahu the chmoda al hamila mashma al mitzah shem mistavu bar klal yisrael kamoy kein mistavrahu beprotes al yelad hazeh the father has committed this child. The chayin chasav atur v'rabein haramah v'chayin aminik pasha v'ein l'shanas mihu v'adai k'shever chlamu yotza yoginu yotza. Halacha l'maisa he paskins. Halacha l'maisa he paskins that when you do the bracha, when you do brismila, it makes no difference whether you're the father or you're not the father. The minik ha'olam is to say al hamila. We do not follow the Rambam. If the father, according to the Rambam, the father will make the bracha l'mul, we do not follow that opinion. We follow the sheet of Rashi. Everyone makes the bracha al hamila, regardless of who is, because the word al has the same meaning. Oy skimel, v'kevan shechiv hamitzvah al ha'af lamul esbeno yisera mi'al klal Yisrael shemitzuyem lamul kol arul shebeneim l'chein tiknu lo ha'af oyid bracha v'hainu lachnisa b'risoy shel Avraham Avinu. That is why by bris mila you always see the father making that bracha. You hear the moyel making the bracha asher kedeshanim b'mitzvoyesan al hamila, and then right away you hear the father the aved make the bracha. And sometimes you hear the bracha shachianu v'kimanu v'kimanu l'zman hazeh. Meir, by your bris mila, they say shachianu by your bris mila.
I may by my kids, but by mine, I don't think so.
V'chosaf harambam sham tzar di nuka. You made a bracha tzar di nuka. What?
The woman going to ask.
Who are you going to ask? So here it says over here that you make the bracha for the father. V'chosaf harambam sham dulfichli from ein sham aviv. If the father is not present, it's a very big chiddush. Let's say the father is not present. Lo yivaruch l'acherim brachazu. No one else makes the bracha. You go to bris mila, you one bracha. Made, you know the father is not present. The yesh mishalchora shemavarchin. What?
So you don't make
a bracha. You go to bris mila, you only one bracha being made. That means the father is not present. However, that's only one shita. However, yesh mishalchora shemavarchin oystob bebezin oy echem ha'am. That's not so. Someone should make the bracha. The bracha must be made no matter what. The ain roy la'asoyz kein ad kalashoynei. He says no. It's not the Aruch HaShulchan Pasuk. That's not the proper thing to do. No one should make the bracha. The bracha is only the father's mitzvah bracha. If there is no father, no one else makes that bracha. V'chol ha'rishonim lo yikasu kein, but not all the rishonim. V'zeh loshon ha'tur v'noigim ha'isa v'chol ha'mokamo she'yivarech mi she'toyves ha'nar v'chein kas ha'raybet ha'kal ha'shonim v'chein ha'minik sh'anik v'chein ha'minik v'varech bracha zu. It's not the minik. Even though this is what it says in the Rambam, the Rambam says not to make the bracha. That's not the halacha. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin that the bracha should be made by someone, by the sandik, by the moyel, it must be made. V'zeh she'ein ha'mol mevarech, not the moyel, the sandik should make the bracha. V'zeh she'ein ha'mol mevarech, mishum she'mol yesh lo bracha shaloi. He doesn't need two brachas. He has one bracha. The moyel already gets the bracha of alamila. Yesh lo bracha shaloi, v'shtei brachas ala mitzvah, and mitzachas roi l'harchik. It's not proper to give a person to make two brachas for one mitzvah. In lo memokam ha'hechrach, unless you have no choice. K'goyin sha'av mol bi'atzmoy, does mevarech shteim. If the father is doing the bris mila, that's the only time when one person makes both brachas. The father makes the bracha of al hamila, and the father makes the bracha lachnisa beris shemavinu. But if the father is not doing the bris mila, then you do not give the mole both brachas. Avok she'ena av moil, mutov she'acher yivarech pirit. Vod also, the ragli hasandik, the feet of the sandik, has havikim mizbeach. Ulechein noel lefan of levarech bracha zu klema dahanimol have carbon al hamizbeach. The legs, the knees of the sanik is equivalent to the mizbeach, and therefore it's proper lachnisa bevisoy shamavinu. He should be making the bracha v'ze nichnas the brisoy shel Avraham Avinu. It's fitting for him to make this bracha. V'yesh me'akadmoinim shamu the sha'av atzmoy mol be'emes lo yivarech lachnisa lo yimitzin shtei brachas al mitzachas ve'ein haminikain. That's not the minik. He brings us something very fascinating. And indeed, in the situation where the father is the moyel, there are some places where the father will not make both brachas. He will give the second bracha to the sanik. But at the very least, that when the moel is made, the father is not making the bracha, the moel should not make two brachas, because in Av, they can, at least the moel should not make the bracha, we should give the bracha to the sanik. Like I said, the ikatam is, you don't want to give a person to make two brachas on the same mitzvah, so like a bracha levatala. You don't. It's not the prior. It's too much. Like I told you, mentioned a person is a kohen, and if a person is a kohen and he gets the first aliyah and they call up, is your Levi? Yamoid kohen b'mokim Levi. So it's not so poshut. It's not so posh that he should go and should get a second, get a second aliyah. We do. That's the minhag olam. The minhag olam is that you give the kohen a second aliyah. So he's making four brachas. So there are poskim that say that's wrong. He should walk out. If you know in advance that there is only a kohen and there is no Levi, the kohen should walk out. So you should not put the kohen in the situation where he's going to have to make a set of double brachas. We don't necessarily pass like that. If they don't know. Many times they don't know until it's too late. They call up the kohen. Okay,
yeah.
If you don't know, it's too late. You call up the kohen.
Double aliyah.
Yeah.
Okay. You never see it being done. You never see it being done to tell the kohen to walk out. But I told you once that some kohanim, they'll say baruch shem after they make the bracha acharina. After making the bracha acharina, they'll say baruch shem kamalchus. So
the
little way.
About the bracha rishayim?
You can't. It's a hefsek. That you can't do. That you can't be mafsek. After you say make the bracha, but after the bracha acharina, you can say baruch shem. I told this to a kohen. The kohen told him he knows this already. He does. That's what he does. He gets often a double set of brachas, and after he makes that bracha acharina, he says baruch shem. He was all familiar with this whole shtickle Torah. Dalit yesh me'akadmoinim sheshalu brachazu mativa. What is the nature of the bracha lachanisay bevrisay shalom avinu v'hechon motzin shtei brachas al mitzvachas? But Chal, what is going on? Why do we make two brachas on one mitzvah? Since the moel, even without a father, has an obligation to do a bris milah, shall call Yisrael mutul lomul tinok Yisrael, because the obligation falls on Bezdin. When there is no father, there is an obligation upon the Bezdin to make sure every child has a bris milah. That's why Chazal gave a separate bracha for the father. In other words, since anyway the moel has his own obligation, there are two obligations. There's an obligation on the Klal Yisrael that it should be a bris milah, and there's also an obligation on the father. So being that there are two separate chiyuvim, two different groups of people who have an obligation to do the mitzvah, the male Chazal constructed the mitzvah in such a way where they're going to be in lechatchila two different brachas. Well, therefore, if the father does the bris milah, what happens if the father does the bris milah? He only makes the second bracha. He only says the bracha lachnisai. It's b'diavad. It's enough. Miu came the kvar l'amor l'varich al milah lo yeshane u'mavarich shtayim. If the father is the mother, the father should make both brachas. V'yesh akasa the bracha zu niknis niskana b'bnei shav mitzuva al bino l'moloi u'lefdoisa u'lam de torah u'lestu isha ba bracha. From today and onward, Mutelas love mitzvahs elu. From this day and on, he has an obligation to do these mitzvahs. In other words, the father is making a bracha. The bracha is lifdaisai lam de Torah uliastir isha. Since the father has upon him other obligations, the bracha is as a reminder to the father that he is obligated in doing these other mitzvahs. Very careful. By going to bris milah, go to bris milah, make these brachas. The very powerful brachas for shame. You're giving Hashem time. You can't hold Hashem hostage. Person comes to a person. You need a shidduch, right? Where have you been until now? You can't hold me hostage for a solution. You got to give Hashem. You give a bracha by a bris milah. You know, you have to. These are brachas which are. They're very important brachas. Okay, so Luramis Ramayom Eloch V'yesh Akas She'ein Ze Bracha Mitzvahs Ela Brachas Hayda. Okay, new Mahalach, that the bracha Lachnisai is not a brachas Hamitzvah, it's a brachas Hayda. Shemoide Umeshabech Lachadosh Baruch Hu Al Shesivanu Al Hamila Uchamash Akas V'Atayisus Svarzu B'Psachim Sham Achatayisus Kasu Zeh L'Inyin Acher. A different topic. Avol Zeh Eino Maspik. But for this, it's not sufficient. Where do you find one mitzvah to have a combination of birchas mitzvahs and birchas hada? Well, I'll give you an example. Purim, the bracha acharoina, horoves rivenu, the hadon estineinu. Many pesukim, that's not a bracha. That's not a bracha on the Megillah. According to many pesukim, that's birchas hada. You would make a mistake and think it's like kriya satira. Kriya satira, you make a bracha rishayna. And a bracha acharoina. Both of those brachos are for the kriya, for kriya satira. Why are there two brachos? That's another story, because of the people who walk into shul late. They should not think you can read the Torah without making a bracha. But Megillah, no one is walking in late. Because if you walk in late, you're not yoytze the Megillah. So there's technically no need to make a bracha acharoina on the reading of the Megillah. So why then do we make a bracha after we finish the Megillah? Harav eshriveinu v'adon estineinu. So the Paiskim say in Achinami, that bracha is not a bracha on the Megillah. That's a birchas hashevach, a birchas hoida, l'may nafgemina, if you're mafsik. If you are mafsik from the time you finish the Megillah to make the bracha, I lay in the Megillah, I hold the Megillah, I started talking to my friends, had a whole conversation, I brought mashallah chumanas, whatever, and then you realize, wait a minute, we did not make the birchas harav eshriveinu. So you can still make it, because it's a birchas ha-hida that was established to be made when you finish the Megillah, but it's not necessarily tied into the Megillah. And also some say only when you have a betzibur, you only make the bracha harav eshriveinu. That's pretty common minig. You only make the bracha when you lay in the Megillah betzibur. You lay in the biyachid. It's machlokes if you should make the brachos harav eshriveinu. So here I'm giving you an example. You have a mitzvah, and on the mitzvah you have two brachas. You have a bracha on mitzvah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, and it's an al mikra Megillah, and then you have a bracha brachos chayda of harav eshriveinu. So here by bris milah you also have the same thing. You have a brachos hamitzvah al hamilah, and a brachos chayda a bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, and it's lachnisa b'risoy shel Avraham Avinu. Another example. Brachas, echad al roish mitzvah roish hamitzvah, v'echad al soifai, k'mo kein kan, echad al hamila, v'echad l'gmar hamitzvah v'apriya. So now he's new, so the second bracha is really for the priya. It's not for the mila. The ain zed dimin klal the tefillin shall yavish shall rosh shnei mitzvos heim mash ain kein mila priya mitzvachas. It's not a good raya because by tefillin there are really two separate mitzvos: one for shall yad, one for shall rosh. But when it comes to bris mila, the priya without the priya is nothing. It's all one mitzvah. The od ain mivarchem ala priya lachnisa bevriso shall armavinu. How can you make a bracha on the priya lachnisa bevriso? That's not the word. Holina priya l'armavinu. Avravino and Priya first came at Matan Torah. Yahushua was the one that made the Priya for Klal Yisrael, not Avram Avinu. So therefore, that this Svara he thoroughly rejects. That's not comparable to Tefillin.
You said this yesterday. The Priya was done even if someone had a bris, or they didn't have a bris.
Even if they did have a bris, you have to pray. You have to do it again. If a person that meal did not have Priya,
he had a whole mountain of Arlas. Right.
If they did not, Yeshua recircumcised the whole Klal Yisrael because everyone.
But there were not that were not circumcised.
That's another issue. But even those that did have a circumcision had to have a priya. A mila b'loy priya is ki'ilu loy mal. And that's why in Shabbos, I told you from
so what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu?
Moshe Rabbeinu, he had another bris mila as well. Absolutely.
That's but he wasn't alive then.
What?
He wasn't alive on
Yeshua. By Matan Torah. Matan Torah.
So when did he
Sheva Levi, the bris mila in the midbar. Shevi Levi was Moshe Nefesh to do know it from the time of Matan Torah. Yes. At the time of Matan Torah, they were given Priya, and Shevi Levi was Moshe Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu did for himself, or someone did for him, a Priya at the time of Matan Torah. Has to be
before also.
No, but before no. Then doesn't know. The Lachari didn't do before. There was no tzivui to do before.
Because he was born Mol. Moshe needed was a Priya.
Oh, so you're saying Moshe was born Mol? So when you're born Mol, does that include the Priya?
No, it doesn't include the
Moshe. Vayaki Toifu.
There's no Atavis Dambris.
If you know Lad Mol, we discussed this. The Zman Hazed, there's really no such
thing. Right, forget the Zman Hazed.
So, Tal Moshe
says. So, there's Priya.
No, there's no. The Nola Mol means the Priya is also done. There is no Priya, nothing to do. No Lad Mol, in its literal sense, means there's no Priya to do either. You're completely done. There's nothing more to do.
So, you don't have to have anything.
Right, that's the better answer. Exactly.
Everyone else had a Priya before. You said before Matan Torah?
Before Matan Torah, there was only Mila. There was no Priya.
So, when did they do the Priya?
At Matan Torah. But Klal Yisrael did not do Mila because there was no Ruach Mizrachis. They waited until they came
except
into Yisrael.
Except for Levim.
So Levim did. So then they had to do a Mila Priya. All right, let's take a little break. You want a little more or you want to go home? You want to stay? Okay, good. So we'll take a little break.